Hundreds of animal rights activists stormed a controversial Dane County dog breeding facility over the weekend. We'll hear more about what happened at Ridgeland Farms. It's Monday, April 20th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, a group of retired judges is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to tighten recusal rules for justices considering cases that involve parties who donated to their campaigns. And we'll hear about an invasive plant that is spreading in some Wisconsin counties.
It's just so important to protect our native ecosystems. If you care about spring wildflowers, if you care about our Midwest forests.
Stay with us.
Help students start and stay writing with Woobin Soccer, a free multimedia resource from PBS Wisconsin Education and UW-Madison School of Education. Collaborative arts-based activities and lessons are designed to help learners build confidence in writing and see how extraordinary their ideas are. Visit pbswisconsineducation.org to explore the Woobin Soccer collection today.
Hundreds of animal rights activists stormed a controversial Wisconsin dog breeding facility Saturday morning. Corrine Hess has more on the protest at Ridgeland Farms in Dane County.
Ridgeland Farms in Dane County is expected to close this summer, but animal rights activists say the 2,000 beagles being held there are being mistreated. Ridgeland is one of the country's largest breeders of beagles for research. Dane County Sheriff Kelvin Barrett says about 400 violent activists attempted to break into the Blue Mounds facility.
I want to be very clear. This is not a peaceful protest, and we will do everything and use every resource we have to keep and maintain the peace.
The group's leader was arrested Saturday for burglary. Activists told WPR police used tear gas and rubber bullets on them. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Dane County Sheriff's Office will be ending its use of cameras that snap automated pictures of license plates. That's after the county board voted last week to cut money that had been previously budgeted for cameras from the company Flock. Supervisor Chad Kemp sponsored that resolution.
I think I have severe concerns about the ethics of this company, how they operate, and the risks that we're potentially putting our citizens at while dealing with them.
In some Wisconsin communities, officers have been accused of using Flock to track their exes and romantic partners. Flock's pictures go to a database that's shared with other law enforcement agencies. And some residents told Dane County supervisors they're concerned about having federal immigration enforcement access that information. Dane County's sheriff had said the Flock cameras have helped solve crimes, especially in rural areas that are more sparsely staffed. A group of retired judges is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to tighten recusal rules for justices if litigants in pending cases have donated to their campaigns. Rich Kramer has more.
The rule change petition before the court recommends requiring justices and judges to step aside from cases if donations from litigants raise a reasonable question about their ability to be impartial. Wisconsin's current rules were approved by the Supreme Court's former conservative majority in 2010 and do not require recusals if parties in a case have given to justices or judges. Retired Dane County Circuit Court Judge Sarah O'Brien says the current rules are broken.
So it literally says if I got $100 million from a party, I can still hear the case unless there's some other reason to think I'm biased. And I think everyone knows that's ridiculous.
O'Brien says members of the Supreme Court's liberal majority have previously called for changing the recusal rules. A public hearing on the petition is scheduled for June. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
With its light yellow flowers and heart-shaped dark green leaves, Fig Buttercup looks as pretty as its name. But there's nothing pretty about what the invasive plant does by outcompeting native spring wildflowers. And it's spreading quickly across Wisconsin. Fig Buttercup, known by its scientific name of Lesser Calendine, has been found in Dane County and on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus and near the Cannonball Path. It's been spotted in Milwaukee County and across southern Wisconsin. Michelle Belasker heads the Midwest Invasive Plant Network. She says now is the perfect time for the community to report lesser calendine and keep spread under control.
It's just so important to protect our native ecosystems. If you care about spring wildflowers, if you care about our Midwest forests, it's really important to report these plants and make sure that we prevent further spread.
Belasker says people can report the plant on the website EdMaps or the Wisconsin First Detector Network. Coming up, the Bad River Tribe and environmental groups want the state to review its decision to issue grant permits for Enbridge's Line 5 route. We'll have the details right after this.
At Morning Edition, we take you to the places where the news is breaking so you get a clear idea of what's happening and why.
The Trump administration repeatedly called the protesters anarchists and insurrectionists, and this is simply not the case. I was there. These protests have been...
Listen for the latest developments on the biggest news stories every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
A Bayfield County judge is weighing whether the Bad River Tribe and environmental groups face irreversible harm if energy firm Enbridge continues building its Line 5 reroute. As Danielle Kading reports, they've asked a court to review the state's decision to grant permits for the project, and a hearing was held last week.
The Bad River Tribe and environmental groups want a court to halt construction of the project as their legal challenges play out. Enbridge began building a new 41-mile stretch of the pipeline in February after state approvals were upheld. But attorneys for the tribe and environmentalists argue the Department of Natural Resources violated the law because it lacked enough data on wetlands and blasting to grant permits. Bad River Tribal Chairwoman Elizabeth Arbuckle says they're also worried about the project's effects on their treaty rights.
There's concerns that if they put their pipeline in, that's going to limit our ability to exercise our treaty rights, which is extremely important for tribal sovereignty.
An Enbridge spokesperson says permits were issued after an exhaustive review, and it looks forward to the court's decision. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And now for a look at the forecast. Sunshine and cooler temperatures are expected throughout the day today. Highs are expected to reach in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, but not as cold as most recent nights. Lows are expected to reach the mid-30s north and mid-40s south. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs likely to reach the upper 60s throughout the state, and only light winds are expected. And then looking ahead to Wednesday, pleasant weather conditions continue, mostly sunny and mild. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News on this Monday morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Deneen Smith. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.